بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest of blessings and salutations upon our master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My intention this evening really was just to come and benefit. Normally, if you are a speaker, then you try to prepare thoughts in your mind what you will be speaking in case they ask you to speak. But my intention was so purely just to benefit, I did not even prepare any thoughts in my mind in case I'm asked to speak. But one of the verses that was recited this evening, and what I believe to be very important, is, and very often quoted, is the verse where, and misunderstood, is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say unto them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are those who know and those who know not the same? And it's a rhetorical question. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying to us is the one that has knowledge, or rather the one that has no knowledge, cannot be compared to the one who has knowledge. And this verse is often quoted to speak of the greatness of sacred knowledge, of ilm, and the importance of scholars and scholarship. But I feel that the verse is many a time is misunderstood, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to saying قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us what the essence of knowledge is, and who are those who truly know, and who are those who know not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَا اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are submissive to their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the early hours of morning, during the night, قَائِمًا, standing before Him in prayer, سَاجِدًا, prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people that are taking their knowledge and acting upon their knowledge, people whose knowledge is drawing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people whose knowledge is the cause that they're not sleeping at night, but they directing and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ, they're fearing the afterlife. They're fearing what will happen on that day when I leave this world. They're fearing what's going to happen to me when I stand before my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي, and they desire the mercy of their Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, can those who know not, can they be compared to those who know? It's not just about knowledge. It's about knowledge that takes you and I closer to Allah. And that's the essence of knowledge. Our mashayikh, very often they would say, Sheikh Mukhtar Maghrawi once said that, he said to a friend of mine, that if you feel at any point in your studies that you're increasing in knowledge, but yet you're not increasing in closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then stop studying. Because now studying is going to be a means of a test and punishment for you, rather than you attaining reward and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. The objective behind knowledge, and I feel that this is very important, because we're living in a society where there are many classes, and there are many causes, and there are many scholars, and we have so many different workshops and programs that are happening. And alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah, it's as if we witnessing a small revolution in terms of people increasing in knowledge. But with that revolution in people's desire to increase in knowledge, it's very important to understand that the only knowledge that's going to benefit you and I, that will count on that day when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that knowledge that keeps me awake at night. That knowledge that causes me to stand before my Lord in prayer, that causes me to prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that knowledge that makes me fear what will happen in the akhirah, and that knowledge that will cause me to desire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the verse that I thought I'd comment on very quickly. My reason for being here this evening, of course, is I've made it incumbent upon myself to come and pray behind our teacher, Sheikh Ismail, at least once in the month of Ramadan. So despite the fact that we have responsibilities elsewhere, I ensure that I have to free myself at least one evening to stand behind Sheikh Ismail. And this month of Ramadan, really, subhanAllah, I've been thinking so much about Sheikh Ismail, and I think that many of our brothers and sisters that came to learn Sheikh Ismail perhaps later in their lives cannot truly appreciate what it must have been like to study with Sheikh in the early days. The students around Sheikh Ismail, and I'm speaking about 97, 98, 99, subhanAllah, Sheikh Ismail was our morning and evening. I don't think there were a group of brothers that loved Sheikh the way we loved Sheikh. There were just so many beautiful occasions and so many beautiful moments. One of the things that really stood out while studying by Sheikh was that today in Hifz Madrasas, there's one of the ways in which children are disciplined is that they receive hiding. What was more severe upon us in the early days studying with Sheikh than a hiding was Sheikh becoming upset with you. If Sheikh Ismail became upset with you, you'd cry. You never feared getting a hiding, you feared Sheikh becoming upset. Some of the students would prefer Sheikh can rather hit us, but don't become upset with us. And we learned what is beautiful character. We learned what is prophetic character by observing and spending time with Sheikh. My father, when he sent me to study by Sheikh Ismail, he said that if Abdul Rahman can only learn, forget about learning Hifz or Quran, if Abdul Rahman can just learn character from Sheikh Ismail, that will suffice him. So we are really indebted to Sheikh Ismail for instilling within our hearts love for deen, love for Allah, love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and love for the glorious Quran. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves Sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Sheikh with us for many years. May our communities and societies, not only locally but globally, continue to benefit from Sheikh for many, many years. We were with Sheikh when Sheikh bought his very first car, an Opel. Sheikh was learning how to drive, and that was so much fun, subhanAllah. May Allah accept. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
السلام عليكم. There is just one dua request. We were asked to make dua for the Faisal Basir, father of our beloved brother Ahmed Basir. We ask that Allah Ta'ala grant him a long life in his obedience, place khair and barakah in his wealth, family and time, and may the years ahead be his best years, inshallah.
It's his 61st birthday. The name? Faisal Basir. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم بارك له في حركاته وسكناته وبارك له في كل شيء أعطيته اللهم أعذه واحفظه من كل شيطان مريد وجبار عنيد وذي بغ وذي حسد ومن شر كل ذي شر إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.